people look around. Can't you see what's going down? People suffering.
See, I'm here at San Diego Sports Club in San Diego, California. We've got a corner booth here in a very crowded bar, and I'm here with Slackstring. How's it going, guys?
Good, good. Glad to be here.
All right.
People got to see reality.
Just so your fans recognize your voices, go ahead and introduce yourself.
Eric Lyman.
Gavin Haney.
All right, cool. Well, thanks for meeting with me tonight, guys.
Yeah, we're happy to be here on the Pirate Podcast.
First of all, you guys just drove down here this evening from L.A., right?
Yeah, we just got in about 20, 30 minutes ago. Fortunate not to hit any traffic on the infamous 405 and 5 freeways.
Yeah, that's actually very lucky. So hopefully that means good things for your performance. Have you performed down in San Diego before?
Yeah, we have performed. When was the last time, Gavin, we were down here?
It was the Brett Crowder's poolside bash, I think, this summer in Encinitas.
One of our friends, or I guess he was a fan before he was a friend now, which is sort of a common phenomenon. He puts on an event every year that we play.
You played at Belly Up, Winston's, Blind Melon,
Canes, yeah. We've been at a handful of all the different spots around here. I don't recall what our last gig was, though. I don't. It's been a while. We need to come down here more often. We're anxious to start getting San Diego on our circuit.
We're moving down here, basically.
Yeah, you should. Other than today, the weather's usually great. Where's your favorite place to perform? I mean, you definitely live in a place where you can commute to a lot of different local cities in California. What do you like best?
You know, they all have their different charms. I mean, we've been treated really well in San Francisco, so we go up there quite a lot. You know, it kind of depends on where you kind of fall in with a specific promoter or scene, and we've been fortunate to have a good following out there. We've also been going out to New York a couple times in last year, but you know, you can't beat the hometown gigs too. Just whether you can ride your bike home from after a show, or you know, just see all your friends and family in the audience, it's always a good time. So we always enjoy playing in the South Bay, LA, Manhattan Beach is where we're from. So,
well, and talking about riding your bike, you guys do talk in your songs about, you know, you're definitely influenced by the outdoors and sports like surfing, mountain biking. Do you all surf or do you all do any sport together, or is it kind of very, how about, what do you think, Gavin?
Yeah, I think we definitely all do. We most definitely all surf. Mountain biking, we try, but it's really beyond our skill level, so we're happy to entertain mountain bikers.
Yeah, we've been fortunate enough to be featured in a couple mountain bike movies, The Collective and Rome. That doesn't necessarily mean we're good mountain bikers. It's quite furthest from the truth, actually. So
the whole collective thing is just beyond our scope. When I saw that video, I was floored at what people were doing with that sport. It's just like incredible. You know, it's like I had no idea it had progressed that far. And then as soon as that happened, I was just like, whoa, this is an amazing. You know.
Yeah, sometimes they're literally climbing up hills on their bikes.
Yeah, that kind of stuff. Like the whole trick stuff, and then just the sheer height they get and the, you know, the expanses they soar over. It's like watching somebody snowboard or something. They just like get a huge air and they just fly over. And having done it a couple times myself, I know it's so hard. I ate shit so hard. It's like, I can't believe they do that.
And you guys end up playing at like snowboarding festivals too, right?
Yeah, we're going to be playing at the TELUS Festival in Whistler again this year. We played there last year and it went really well. You know, played for a few thousand people, and we played at the opening party for The Collective for their movie called Rome. And they were nice enough to invite us back this year. So we're going to be opening up for The Beautiful Girls, which is a fairly well-known band in the sort of surf scene, I guess you could say. And we're going to be heading back up there April 22nd. Yeah, so we'll be up there again. And it's just a great time. It's an awesome community, an awesome little village that they've set up there at the base of two different mountains. And they've got great music, lots of different activities. They had a, they had like a dog show last year when we were up there, so they've got all sorts of odd stuff going on.
They had a dog show?
They had a dog show.
Oh, we got to bring Bodie up there and do a little jog next to the dog kind of thing. Like, what was that? Best in show, Lyman?
Yeah. Put him in a little suit. Put him in a little hat.
Yeah. Make sure you have his, the right stuffed animal.
Yeah, give him a passport.
Cool. And who does the songwriting? Do you guys all do that, or is that just one or two of you?
We both do.
Gavin's probably takes about two-thirds of the credits there, and then I pick up the leftovers. I think that's one of the interesting things about our band. Or, you know, I know Gavin's always saying that's one of the interesting points about our bands, is that we have sort of two different artists representing their own style, and then it's sort of taken by the rest of the band and given sort of the slack string treatment. And I guess you can't count out Muir too. He's got a couple interesting songs there.
That cool hairdo.
He's got some interesting song lyrics and songs that never really make it to the stage. And if you're fortunate enough to catch him performing one of his songs, there's a good reason why those are usually reserved for private parties.
There's like very B-sides, maybe C-sides or something.
They're like F-sides. Yeah, they're catchy little numbers, but it's a very niche market, if you will. It'll all make sense when you hear one, but, you know. Gavin and Matt and I have been playing since our high school days, and if you manage to get a hold of that tape, there's a song called Super Shady Troll on there that's just a quintessential...
MySpace/AWOL.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah, it is on MySpace. I think it's MySpace/AWOL76 or 1976, something like that.
1976 or 95.
95. I don't know what it is, dude. I really don't.
Just start searching, guys. We know you're on MySpace. Gavin, what are you inspired by? Are you inspired by things that happen in your life or just your surroundings? What inspires you in your lyrics?
That's a tough question. I think everything kind of either consciously or subconsciously inspires me, but like my songwriting, I think like to a certain element, like it's kind of fueled by the resolution of some kind of like heartbreak or desire. Like, you know, I think anybody who's ever picked up a guitar and wrote a song had some kind of thing they wanted to get across, you know, whether it was some kind of confession or some kind of plea to make things right. They're kind of like prayers in a way, because you're trying to say something, you're trying to put out a good thought that's hopefully going to like happen, you know, so you just want to put it out there, your thought, your feeling, you want it out there so somebody hears it. That's why I think it's like poetry, you know, it could fall on deaf ears, but at least you're kind of just putting it out there, you know, you're flying it out there. Yeah, that's what's important about it.
What about just in general with your writing? Is the same thing, or do you find certain subjects easier to write about?
Well, my past few number of songs, I haven't been able to get away from puns, unfortunately. Much to Gavin's behest, I'm sure. But, you know, I think most of mine, it's an interesting thing, you know. I mean, how do you ask an artist what inspires him to paint something that's kind of, you know, abstract? I mean, ultimately, there's not like a landscape that you're sort of manufacturing, although I do like to pick out, you know, maybe personal stories of my own experience or some a friend or a family member's experience and kind of personify that into words and kind of tell that story, but sort of in an anonymous way that's not so obvious, even to them, you know. There may be songs written about my friends or family, and they don't know that it's about them. And of course, there's autobiographical stuff too, you know. So it runs a gamut. I mean, every song generally has its own sort of random inspiration that kind of just hits you like a ton of bricks, and then it kind of just develops from there. It takes on sort of a life of its own.
Do you guys find with the musical artists that you've been influenced by kind of the same thing, where you just find their lyrics to be something you can relate to, or are you inspired more by the music?
I don't know. I think me and Lyman have a really similar kind of taste in music when it comes down to it. That's why it's always kind of connected us deep down. We love like Bob Dylan, The Grateful Dead, Bob Marley, like all the like really good classic stuff. And then anything else, you know, that kind of like has that same vein. Wayne, you know, we've always totally really kind of felt, you know, we always love each other's songs, so it's kind of like we draw upon the same well of inspiration, it seems like.
In your genre, there's definitely certain artists that have really risen and then some artists that stay within like a certain realm. Do you find it difficult to differentiate yourselves, or are you kind of finding your fans are just kind of coming along? You mentioned kind of your friends are becoming your fans and vice versa.
The latter, the second part of what you were saying, it seems to just kind of happen, you know, like it's an organic kind of thing and we don't really worry about it anymore. You know, it's kind of cool. Like, you know, a lot of bands rise to the top by a little quirky little kind of buzz or something that's going on, you know. I think it takes a lot more than just one song to make a band really stick, you know. And I think bands like Ben Harper and like other bands that, you know, aren't really on the huge, like, we have a big hit radar, but they've just grown and grown and grown, and they just continue to put out great music. You know, that's the kind of band I think that we're kind of hope, you know, like working to become. So we don't really care about the trends of, like, the immediate, like,
you know. You can't really fool the general population too much, you know. What is it? You can fool half the people some of the time, and some of the people half the time, or whatever that is, you know. But it's just being honest to yourself. I think that's the most important part. That'll kind of shine through. So, you know, we just try and have a good time and see what happens. And however we're perceived is how we're perceived. Try not to worry about it too much. Try not to be too manufactured.
Yeah, and you guys definitely have a clean sound, I think, just in listening to the songs that you had on MySpace. It was easy to listen to, which was good. I read about your van being stolen, which is definitely something we've talked to. This is kind of a theme that's come up for me in my interviews.
Oh, yeah?
So did everything get recovered and you guys are fine?
We didn't have anything in it, fortunately. It was just being stowed at a, quote, secure location, and that wasn't very secure. But so that, fortunately, I think the only thing in there really was some drum rugs and an iPod, like cassette converter, and my original Van Gogh.
There's a piece of gum stuck behind the seatbelt.
Every seatbelt had a piece of gum on it. Yeah.
It's a blessing in disguise. Don't tell the insurance company.
I had a suitcase full of bars of gold as well, according to the insurance company.
So if anyone's seen the unmarked bills, the chewed gum, anything, just get it back to these guys, please. Please. Do you guys have any summer plans since you guys are servers and stuff? Do you plan to like take any vacation, kind of like working vacations?
Yeah, we do actually. Europe this summer. Look out. We're going to go to Great Britain and we're going to go to Germany.
Just Gavo and I, though. We decided on the way down, actually. It's ironic you asked. Some of the other guys have some other summer plans, so Gavo and I are going to pretend we're college students on vacation. Some of it.
What do they call that train pass? The, like, what is it called?
Your rail.
Go with that. Stogies? Why not?
fill our backpacks with slack string t-shirts. Kind of like American tourists in Moscow right after the Cold War ended. You just fill it up with Levi's and go sell that shit over there in Moscow for tons of cash.
Awesome. Well, thanks for your time, you guys. Now you got to go on. Do you guys mind giving me like a pirate shout out?
Yar. Why do pirates love Celine Dion?
Why is that?
Because of her sunken chest. Yar.
But I won't spend time on your giant clock. My imagination just won't stop. Just can't let this feeling go. I guess I should just ask you so. Sunday jam, oh won't you let me come see you tomorrow? Though I know my time is 6 days away. Sunday jam, oh this I know, the future can't be borrowed, but there's no one else that makes me feel this way.